I'm a bit of a spark plug.
The doc's aware I say that.
Granby out!
Welcome to the Brandon Shank Podcast.
Before I start this off, I got to keep the lights on, and I just wanted to take a moment to ask you guys. I do a monthly donation thing where you guys have the opportunity to donate $1, $5, $10, whatever amount you want to me, to keep me, you know, painting, putting out content, podcasts, videos. At some point, I'll probably do a Patreon thing, but for the time being, it's just set up through PayPal. You can find that on my website, shank513.com. Anything you get, anything you can give to me. I mean, it's $5 a month. I know it's a lot to some people. Some people it's a lot, but $5 is a lot to me. So if you can donate $5, it means a lot. It'll help me chase my dreams a little bit more, and it'll put that drive in my butt to keep me going. So thank you, and let's get into the episode. Okay, before anybody gets mad at me, I'm sorry that it took me so long to do another podcast, okay? It's not like I intended for it to take half a year for me to do another one. Some shit happens. Life happens, you know. If you're mad at me for this, you can just, you know, not get abducted by aliens or something. We'll all hang out on the spaceship and look down on you, and we'll laugh at you. It'll be fun. But for real, you know, some shit happened, dude. I started a new job. I'm working at Express. I put sensors in clothes, and I pack orders all day, and that's fun. That's kind of monotonous, and that's nice. Allows me to come home and have energy to paint, and you know, that's really what I'm here for. And then I also went through a breakup, which is fine. You probably heard her on a previous episode. Probably thought about deleting that episode for a really long time, or maybe even like starting the podcast over, but I don't know. It was a part of my life. Whether or not in 10, 20 years, I'll still see it as bad, good, who cares, you know? It's not something I'm concerned about anymore. If you're here, this is episode 4, and we're just gonna pretend like the past 3 episodes weren't necessarily irrelevant, but, you know, they're not gonna be the podcast. This is a podcast. Podcast is gonna have friends on. Podcast is gonna be me talking about random shit, current events. I'm gonna have rants. I'm gonna have all kinds of fun stuff. And it's going to be lit. You guys are going to listen to it and, you know, get over it. Fuck you. I've probably said this before. I live in a fucking... Okay, it wasn't always bad, all right? We got some neighbors and they have like... Okay, they go to like auctions and they'll buy tons and tons and tons and tons of like random junk stuff, and then they'll sell it on Facebook Marketplace, which is not a bad thing because my dad does that, but it looks like trash, and it doesn't help that none of them can, you know, barely speak. They all have like this hair lip issue. I'm not judging disabilities. I'm just saying that like you can't have a conversation with them. They don't comprehend what you're telling them. They don't get that it's a nuisance, and that's whatever. There's people like that. You gotta live with it. But I actually live right next door to it. I'm really supposed to be painting right now. I'm doing a cat painting for one of my friends, and I don't want to do that right now. I've been painting every day for the past couple weeks, and I say painting every day, and everybody's like, oh my god, you work so hard. Well, motherfucker, yeah, I'm just painting, really. And then on top of that, like, all I'm doing is sitting in front of the canvas. It's not all day, all the time that I'm putting something onto the canvas. Just sitting there is hard enough for me. I really want to sit on my couch and not do anything. But, you know, if I don't do it, somebody else will, and they'll do it better, and I'll be upset about it. That's the way it is. Boy, global warming's a real fucking thing, I guess. I don't know. It's what, September, and it's like 90 degrees at 9 o'clock at night. It's September 20th, and it's like 90 something. It's probably like 85. Listen to me. Superlative, but it's using superlatives, and it's not good, you know? If I want to talk about something on my podcast, I don't want to make it seem like I'm being some sort of magnanimous kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to try to prevent the magnanimity if that's even a word. I'm making up shit. Get over it. Hot topics. Abortion. Why the fuck you got an opinion? Let a woman do whatever the fuck they want. And that's where I'm going to leave that. You don't like it? Turn the fucking podcast off. I don't care. What are you mad? You're killing people. Okay, motherfucker. You're killing a bunch of people all the goddamn time. Just because you exist in the United States. You think this freedom is fucking free? No. Somebody's got to protect it. I don't know what you're... You picked the wrong battles, if I'm being honest, but... It is what it is. The economy sucks. That's... What else is new? Do you guys... I don't know. I say do you guys like you guys are going to reply to me. I don't know. I probably shouldn't talk about the economy. What do I know? I don't want to talk about the economy. I don't want to talk about Joe Biden. But I'll tell you what, something funny. I was listening to a comedian, and he was like, boy, if this is the end of the world, it's... I think it was Tim Dillon. Tim Dillon? Yeah, it was Tim Dillon. He was like, this is the end of the world. It's hilarious. We've got Joe Biden as the president, and that's comedy in itself. And his nemesis, this man has an enemy. We have an actual superhero and a villain. I'm not saying Joe Biden is like Iron Man quality. Not at all. I don't think he's Iron Man quality. But Joe Biden's, you know, definitely like that guy from Don't Look Up. We're going to harvest the meteor, and we're going to... And fuck you, dude. You're going to kill everybody. The dude just said a couple days ago that COVID's over. I thought we were listening to Dr. Fauci. I'm not listening to Dr. Fauci. But you told me I needed to listen to Dr. Fauci. But now apparently I need to listen to you. You can't even talk properly. Like, you stand up in front of a bunch of people like you're giving your speech that you tried to memorize in second grade. It's not... This is... I burped. I don't know if you guys could hear that. That's lit. We're here for that. It's kind of unique. It's kind of personal. Hearing me burp. Yeah. Ordered beer. Beer's on its way. It's actually cheaper for me to order beer than it is for me to go and get it. And that's even with a tip. I don't know how that is. I think it's something to do with Dash Pass or whatever. And yeah. What a world. I can get beer delivered to me. And that's... And like, it's cheaper. Like, what a world I live in. I don't know. I don't know if that's good or bad. It's probably not bad. It's probably definitely not good. You know? It's probably one of those things that you just gotta let happen. Having people let themselves get beer delivered to their door. The beer that I drink is, it's Three Floyds Zombie Dust. That's one I'm kind of obsessed with at this moment. It's pretty nice. It's a little bitter. Not everybody likes it. That's okay. But yeah, I'm working at Express. I didn't really want to work back at the mall, but now I'm back at the mall. It's not necessarily bad. It's not nice. I don't really see people unless I had, like, go on the floor and I'm bored or something. And the people I work with are pretty cool. I work with my ex. Kind of drop that on you guys. I work with my ex, and she kind of starts shit. When, like, I just come in and I work, and she's like, you're flirting with a bunch of girls or whatever. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm there to work. Like, I got my headphones on most of the time. Like, what are you even talking about flirting with people? And I'm not even gonna, like, discuss what, like, I have to deal with from her, but, like, there's some hedonistic, like, definitely anti-biblical shit that I've been hearing going on in her life. And, like, and then involving this so-called harlot mentality, the people that she's in reckoning with are... Reckoning. Involved with are now throwing my name into the equation when I don't even know these people, dude. Like, they called up to the store saying that I know that effing bitch is there or some shit. I don't know. This is not... Let me preface before I go any further. What I'm about to say should and cannot be used in a court of law, because I don't know if it's 1,000% accurate. This is how my brain remembers it, and that, you know, that's good enough for me. Called up saying, looking for my ex, and then saying, like, yo, blah, 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 blah. I want to fight, and I know that dude Brandon's there. Like, hold up, don't say my name. Yeah. Why is my name getting brought up? That's something I've been thinking about lately, because, like,
I go to work every day. I come home. I paint. I get up every day. I go home. I work. I work. I go home. I paint. Like, and then people still have the nerve to, like, get mad at me about stuff. And, like, I don't know what it is. And, what I notice is it's probably, like, pitfalls in other people's thinking. Like, I don't know. Like, not everyone can understand what it's like to be me, what it's like to be you. I mean, some people want to be a mechanic their whole life. That's pretty dope, you know, working on cars. That's like the ultimate dream as a kid. But you can't expect somebody to drive the same happiness out of that you will. Like, other people want to do other things. And when they do these other things, like, it comes with a lot of other, like, difficulties. Like, I want to be an artist, and that's kind of hard. I have to be self-reflective. I kind of have to be my own worst critic, because nobody's going to, like, tell me when something's bad. Nobody's going to critique my stuff with actual, like, conviction, except for myself, if I'm not biased. Like, if somebody comments on one of my videos, I mean, I love it. It makes me feel good. But I also have to remind myself that I have to treat this the same as I would if somebody would comment that they don't like my art. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, who would leave a comment? I mean, I leave comments, but I don't, like, I don't know. Listen to me. Listen to me come to terms with my own stuff. I don't know if I'm making sense, but, like, you can't, unless, like, money talks, you know what I'm saying? So unless they're buying your art, like, you cannot take whatever they're saying fucking real. Because they might just be high on the couch one night and being like, yeah, dude, I love your stuff or whatever. And then another day be mad because their baby mama, like, went out to the bar and they didn't like that. And now, like, you're now their worst enemy because you believe in women's independence. You know what I'm saying? And they'll use you as an attack vector. Attack vectors. I'm not perfect. I'm sure I've done that. I guarantee I've done that before. Especially, like, listen to me earlier. Women's rights. Like, if somebody's, like, saying, no, I don't think abortion should be legal. I don't think it should be legal. I don't think it should be illegal. I should not be making these decisions. There should be a panel of smart people. Like, I don't know. Like, just, like, a meeting of the minds. Who aren't involved in politics or getting paid for this. Maybe even it's an anonymity thing, and, like, they make the decisions. I mean, Britain's got this figured out. They got, like, a 16 week thing or something. I don't know. I wish I had a Jamie to fact check me on that. But, you know, like, I feel like there should be, like, a council of people to make these decisions. Why can't we all make these decisions in real goddamn time? We can all tweet at the same fucking time. Why can we tweet? Why can we get on Facebook, TikTok, scroll 24 the fuck 7, but we don't have a mandatory app on our phones that just, like, vote on this issue now? I would vote on issues now. That's what I would do. If something came up on my phone and they were like, do you think that the markings on the road should stay yellow, or do you think they should be lime green? And I'd be like, well, I kind of like lime green. You know what I'm saying? I personally, is it going to cost a lot of money? Yeah, but I like the idea of it kind of matching the grass on the sides of the road. And that's kind of a wild idea, you know, but I have to go get my beer. So I might throw in, like, a little quick little ad real fast while I go grab that. So I will be back. And you guys stay beautiful. BRB. Alright, we're back. That was a fucking, like, pulling teeth. That was a lot like pulling teeth. They have to scan my ID, and it's dark out. So this dude, nothing against this dude. Not everybody's electronically literate. He's got the flash on, and it's shining right on my ID. And the thing keeps saying, oh, I can't scan. And I'm just sitting there like, dude, you got the fucking flash on. I don't judge people. You know, who am I to judge somebody? I can't work, you know? Somebody handed me, like, I don't know. I could probably work for something. Somebody else's shower. I don't know how to work somebody else's shower, you know? Like, how I walk in and immediately I'm like, why do you have one knob? What are you supposed to, how do you turn on the shower? And then you, and, like, do you know what I'm saying? Especially when I go to, like, hotels. Like, that's always anxious. Like, I spend 5 minutes before I even get undressed making sure I know how the shower works. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Am I the only one that does that?
Probably. I don't know. It's probably not a unique event. Nobody has unique events anymore. TikTok proved that. They're slowly but surely gaining every single fucking thing we do. Chinese government, that is gaining every single thing we do, and probably going to use it against us at some point. I don't know. I hope so. I hope they know everything about me, and they can manipulate and cultivate my world to make me so happy, and they can take me over. And as long as I'm happy, dude. At the end of the day, if I'm happy, I'm full. I'm happy. I don't know if I'll be full. I'll probably be hungry at some point. They're not going to be good at growing food. You think like people that take us over are going to be good at growing food? They're definitely not good at growing people. You know what I mean? So what makes you think they're good at growing food? Like, the people that they grow, I don't know if you guys know this. The people that they grow, they do these things called like Manchurian candidates. Those people go on to like bomb buildings. You know, those aren't nice people. And you know, now that I think about it, the government has their hand in like this like Monsanto corn thing, so I'm under like some, you know, belief that maybe they're growing some bad food already. And there's some evidence for that. You know? I'm not gonna be mad about that. Not allowed to be mad. But yeah. So I got beer. That's pretty nice. Allow me to take a sip here, a little ASMR here. I got a bowl packed as well. You guys want to hear me hit a bowl? Do you guys want to hear me hit a bowl? What song is this? Put it on my vaping / smoking weed playlist, dude. That's a lighter. Hear that? That's the lighter. This is probably dead air. This is probably not fun. Who cares? You know? I don't have any other stories. I do have stories. I have tons of stories. I just don't know if I should share them. Let me smoke this bowl. We'll see where the road takes us. Before I got on here, I literally looked up like current topics just in case I ran out of things to talk about. And if I'm being honest, the current topics that they gave me are something to talk about, because like, who the fuck is so concerned about this shit? Like, we'll start at 25 and then we'll work our way down. One sec. Universal healthcare. That's number 25 on this list. I don't know about you and me. I care about my health. Try not to cough. I care about my health. Why is it a 25th? Why is it 25th on the scale of like what a current topic? It should be number one. I think that we should care so much about what's below this. Student debt crisis. It's not a fucking crisis. You either don't charge money for college, or you charge money for college. In which case, if you don't charge money for college, you're going to get shitty teachers. You're not going to have like a market on these teachers, like where Harvard has good teachers and Sinclair University up here, community college, has people that dropped out of high school when they were 15 and then went back to school when they were 26 and said, I think I'll be a teacher now that I love education. And that's the nature of the game. So, but student debt, you get yourself into student debt. I didn't get myself into student debt. It's not my fault you did that. I didn't want you to do that. I felt bad for you. We were in those little meetings in school, and your eyes were all glossy. You were so happy. I'm going to go to college. No, you wanted to get fucking drunk. You wanted to plow people and get drunk. And then you're complaining that you had to pay money for it. It's the most legal form of prostitution I've ever heard. I'm sorry. I don't want to have to pay for your college. I didn't pay for my own college. I don't want to have to pay for your college. Well, the government should pay for the college. Where the fuck is this money going to come from? The taxes. Who pays the taxes? Not the government. The people. Government spends the taxes. People pay the taxes. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. But 25, universal healthcare. Nobody cares about other people, I guess. Yeah. 25th. Below that is the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Huh? What? Israeli-Palestinian conflict. is the divider between universal healthcare and the student death crisis. I don't know jack shit about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. What the... And that probably sounds really insensitive of me. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to look this up and I'm going to learn a little bit about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I know a little bit about it. I know that the Israelis and the Palestinians don't get along. I watched You Don't Mess With the Zohan. I know about all this. I can't even dance on it. I can't talk about it because I don't know anything about it. Maybe a different day. Maybe a different podcast. Maybe episode 256 when the Israelians finally have, like, Israelis? Or Israelians? Israelis? When the Israelis have, like, the UFO technology we have off the Pacific North Coast. I'm gonna write that down because that's something I want to talk about. Anyways, Pacific North Coast. And then they finally, you know, are able to fight Palestinians. Maybe it's the opposite way. The Palestinian conflict. Maybe the Palestinians get our UFO technology off the Pacific Northwest, which is something I need to write. I'm just joking. I'm not actually rewinding myself. Yeah, I'll probably talk about that another day. So we went through 25, 24, 23. 22 is cancel culture. Fuck cancel culture. What are you canceling? Let people fucking talk. Freedom of speech. Granted, are they raping kids? They shouldn't be canceled. They should be killed. Listen, it's either you let people do whatever they want or they should be killed. I'm sorry. I don't believe there should be an in-between. You don't get to tell people what the fuck to do unless you tell them how they die. Unless you're the one that's going to kill them. I'm inciting violence right now. Race war! No, I'm just joking. No race war. I should probably cut that out. Jesus Christ. I'm doing good here, guys. Cancel culture. Dude, you gotta let fucking people talk. And there's no such thing as cancel culture. Because you're only canceling people from the mainstream. At which point, the people that don't like the mainstream, they're just gonna hear about these people in the mainstream and then go fucking like them. That's like going out to your mom with chocolate all over your face and being like, I need to get a bath. Why do you need a bath? I need one. Chocolate all over you. I don't need a bath. Below cancel culture is Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. I'm going to be honest. They do matter. I didn't realize that there are so many racist people in the world. Not even like really racist. More biased. Like we were in the car. My mom and I were in the car. Love my mom. Nobody talks shit about my mom about this. You know? Because like... I corrected. You know? Like it was a teaching lesson. Not everybody is perfect, you know, but like we were in the car and she was like, I don't know what it is about a certain race of people, but they are just so slow, no sense of urgency. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not going to tell you guys which race, because whatever just came to your head, you need fucking therapy for talking shit about my mom and you put a race in your head. But you know, I was like, all of them, every single one of them, none of them are track stars, you know. None of them, you know, was the fastest man in the world at one point. That's, you know, that gave too much away. The Electoral College. That's on this list. The Electoral College. That's somehow an issue. It is. I mean, I talked about it earlier. Why do we have the Electoral College? Again, we should be able to vote on our fucking phones. I've got a Kindle e-reader that's black and white. I can get on Facebook on that piece of shit. But I can't vote on that motherfucker? Who is designing these? Rogan, I need you to get me in touch with Mark Zuckerberg and anybody else. I need you to get me in touch with Rogan so I can get him to get me in touch with Mark Zuckerberg. Thank you. You can contact me on Instagram at shank_513, shank513.com, sick apparel, sick as apparel in the galaxy. Anyways, white supremacy is also on this list with Black Lives Matter. I mean, two controversial topics. I mean, I understand. White supremacy exists. I didn't think it did for the longest time, and then I witnessed it myself, and it's not. It's kind of pathetic. Like, I don't know. As people get older into their old age, they drop these beliefs. Like these, they're kind of like pitfalls in their own thinking. And I don't know where I'm going with this. Like, these people, it's a tribe thing. It's a tribe thing. Nobody, I don't think anybody's actually racist. I really don't. I think in the sense that this person is clearly like, okay, you can hate the other team, but it's kind of hard to tell who the other team is. But when it's so blatantly obvious who the other team is, it's going to be blatantly easy to hate the other people. Like, you know, I don't know if that makes sense. Like, why am I talking about this? Why am I talking about this? Like, people have hated other people forever, you know? And that's so fucking dumb. One race can hate another race, and another race in another country can hate another race in another country. But none of them could hate each other, or, like, I don't know. Dude, I just don't know. Like, humans are so fucking weird what they do to explain rationalizations. Oh, no, we like him. Why? He's got oil underneath him. Oh? And why don't we like him? Because he won't share his oil. He's got oil. He won't share. I want to share. No, you don't. You don't want to share. You want it all for yourself. How'd I get here from white supremacy? See, look at the way I just kind of walked away from racism because I'm traumatized to even address it. Federal livable wage. Let's click on that. I wonder what the federal livable wage is. Does anybody have a guess? Cast your votes now. There should be a device underneath of your seat that will let you know. That will let us know your answer. Everybody answer? Yeah. My internet's not working, so I can't look it up. But, you know, if you figure it out, let me know. It's kind of low. In Ohio, it's like $9 or something. That's really low. Nobody can live in an apartment for $9 an hour unless they're working like two other jobs. That's no bueno, in my opinion. Oh, don't. Oh, I probably shouldn't have done that accent. I was in, like, when I was in other states in the Pacific Northwest, like, the minimum they were paying people was, like, fucking $13 an hour. And I get it. It's kind of expensive to live out there. How the fuck are you doing that, my guy? Pay me $13 an hour as a minimum wage. Like, I wonder what I'd get paid. Probably, let's see, 9 plus 3. So that's four more dollars. I'd be rich if I was getting 4 more fucking dollars. But oh well. The opiate crisis, that's on this list. That's something I can talk about. My older brother is somebody that suffers from the opiate crisis. He broke his leg when he was a teenager, and he got hooked on drugs because of that. He ended up actually selling them, cooking them, went to prison for it. He got out and unfortunately got hooked back on them. And I probably shouldn't have done what I did, but I called him out on it. And you know, we haven't been able to talk since. We got in a big old fight. He ended up hitting me. He went to jail for it. It's just a big old thing. Maybe at some point in my life I'll play the recording, because I had it recorded the entire time while it was happening. So maybe I'll record it one day and, you know, section by section address each part of it. But probably not. The opioid crisis is real, you know, especially for Appalachian Americans, especially for homeless Americans, especially, you know. I sound so, like, dumb right now because I have no idea, like, if it affects the African American population as much as it does the white people. And that's so messed up. Like, why have I never tried? Look, see, that's one of my own pitfalls. I don't know. I really don't know. Another thing on this list is marijuana legalization, which brings up the entire topic of drug legalization. Why are you telling another person what they can or cannot put into their body? If a motherfucker wants to shoot up heroin, you should want them to shoot up heroin because that's what they want to do. I don't want somebody to shoot up heroin. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not telling people, go do heroin. That's not what I'm saying. People are going to do whatever they want, regardless of if you tell them not to or if you tell them to. I'm saying that you want it to be safe. Like, you want places, like, the issue now is that heroin and cocaine and all this stuff is being mixed with fentanyl. You would not have fentanyl in all of these products if it were legal for recreational use. You'd have clinics. You'd have areas for people to use, you know, cleanly. Clean needles. I'm not saying that that's a good thing at all. I'm saying that that is a that is going to happen. People are going to do that. And if you want to be a good person, being a good person is not telling somebody what they can or can't do. Being a good person is providing an outlet to help that person. Maybe somebody tries it once recreationally and never does it again. Maybe somebody tries it twice and never does it again. Maybe somebody does it 30 times and never does it again. You know, humans are fucking weird. Maybe somebody does it once and gets addicted for the rest of their life. If they do it once, you gotta get them the opportunity to get help. And spending all this money on the war on drugs when all this money could be going towards people's mental health. Because, first of all, mental health is playing a huge role in this whole opioid epidemic. Nobody in who is happy goes out and says, boy, this sucks. I need heroin. Nobody. I'm sorry. If you're happy and you've tried heroin, contact me, because I'm going to prove you wrong. I'll go through this like a fucking psychologist. I'm sorry. It's an escape from the world we live in. We are in Western civilization, okay? There's going to be shit that goes on that you don't like. And humans are supposed to be wild. Humans are supposed to be in the fucking trees. We are not supposed to be in these places in the United States. That's not normal. So because that's not normal, we are not going to have normal brains. These things are not... All of these, like, diseases we're developing are a result, probably, of us living in a non-natural environment. And because of that, we gotta have solutions to these. Not solutions to natural things. Like, oh, people need to go in the fucking woods. We're not in the fucking woods. We're animals. We're not in the fucking woods. That type of shit. You know, I don't know if that's the case. I don't know. Evolution. I didn't realize that was still a question. I really didn't. Global climate change. I've talked about that. Privacy rights. Again, why are you telling another motherfucker what they can't do? Like, just let somebody do something. Privacy. Why do you care so much? If it's in the interest of the masses, I understand. Like, maybe have a system in place where if somebody buys, like, you know, bomb ingredients, it gives a little ping in on like the credit or something, and then like maybe they get like a little call, like, hey mister, have you been like a therapist or something, and like, you know, because you seem a little down. I don't know, dude. I'm bullshitting. I sound so dumb right now. What else is on here? Honestly, religious freedom, abortion, and gun control. That's the abortion and religious freedom being right next to each other is hilarious to me. That's the list of these current topics, and that's hilarious. I was going to do a podcast. I'm just jumping around here. I was going to do a podcast back in, like, I don't know, April, June, maybe. Because there's this dude that... Okay, so... I have friends, but, you know, they do their thing. They hang out with other people, and that's cool. And, like, we hang out. We see each other whenever we can. But they have friends that they like to do stuff with because they have similar interests. And we kind of don't have similar interests anymore, and that's fine. So I, you know, I've been trying to find friends and, like, hanging out with other people, looking for people who have similar interests. And, you know, I was hanging out with this group of people. And, I mean, one of these dudes in this group, you know, he was a really nice guy. He was asking me about art and stuff, and like we would talk about like how much we liked space and stuff together. And then one day he just like deleted me off Facebook and was like, you're annoying. And like, I, you know, like I was called annoying all my life, so when you call me annoying, like, it's, I'm gonna feel some fucking type of way. And like, I don't know, I'm trying to see if I can find that post, because I screenshotted it and I really wasn't gonna talk about it, but I mean, it's fucking however many months later and I'm still talking about it. So yeah, I can't find it, and that's fine. I probably shouldn't have been able to, but like, don't call somebody annoying. Like, if you don't like them, and like, I did ask, like, yo dude, why'd you delete me? Like, I thought it was a fluke or something. lie to me. Don't open my message or something, but like, don't yell, don't criticize somebody. Don't bully somebody. I would never. Like, the dude had messed up teeth. I never once told him he had messed up teeth. You know? His girlfriend and him kept breaking up. I mean, he was an unhappy person. And I could have told him that. And I didn't. I think I did. Yep, I probably did. Yeah, I don't feel bad about that. I said what I said. Yeah. But, like, just stuff like that, like, I care so much about other people's feelings to my own detriment. I should, like, I will tiptoe around subjects when I probably shouldn't, but at other times I won't. But on the things I do, like, it's probably because I'm saving my own feelings. If my own feelings aren't involved, I'm able to just drop stuff on people. But if it has to deal with, like, a connection I have with somebody, a relationship with somebody, or maybe, like, I have to come to somebody and be like, hey, this is going to make you mad. Like, yeah, of course. I mean, who doesn't? You know? But I don't think that you should bully somebody. I don't know if that came full circle there. But I just came back to that. Like, don't bully somebody. That's mean, dude. B12. Don't tell somebody they're annoying. Nobody's annoying. Everybody likes everybody. If you don't like somebody, well, go fix your fucking self, dude. And now these same people are now like, I told a joke and, you know, from what I recall, everybody laughed. And now these same people are saying that, oh, we didn't take it as a joke. It made us all uncomfortable and we took this man seriously. Maybe that's just like a defense mechanism people have. Like, they convince themselves that people are evil. I'm sure I've done it. Maybe I'm doing it right now. Maybe I'm convincing myself that I'm not evil. I don't know. Listen to me. I don't know. But at least I'm discussing it here. Like, I'm willing to have an open conversation about this. Like, what are you guys so mad about type shit? I know you guys are going to listen to this. What are you guys talking about? If you did not know that was a fucking joke, like, what the hell? And beyond that, even if you believe it wasn't a joke, how dare you talk about somebody behind their back? That's not something that I'm okay with. Regardless, like, across the board, you don't talk about people behind their back like that. Shit's gonna come back to get you. Period. The universe is always gonna be cyclical. If I don't do something about it, that energy is gonna go somewhere. And it's not gonna be for me. Like, whatever energy you're putting out, if I'm deflecting that shit, it's gonna go elsewhere. I don't know what that's gonna mean for you, but I swear, I don't understand people that react to life. Just fucking live your life. Life is gonna happen. Why do you... I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
Beer. I like that scene from Nemo.
Ooh, that's good.
But yeah. Speaking of defense mechanisms, I don't know, like, there's that carnivore shit. I heard that, like, plants have defense mechanisms built into them, like chemicals and stuff, that make them not want to be eaten. Like, predators and stuff, they prevent predators from eating them. And that's why they make fruits, because they want the fruits to be eaten. That's got the seeds, you know, you eat the fruits, the seeds get to grow, that kind of thing. But they can't run away, so they have to develop these like defense mechanisms. And animals, they get to run away, and, you know, they'll develop like plating or shells or stuff like that. So, like, apparently this guy's like, yeah, eating vegetables is bad for you. The only reason we can eat vegetables now is because humans have cultivated them to a point that they're tolerable, and even then most still cause inflammation. And it blows my fucking mind. Blows my mind. Because, yeah, I mean, how does that not make sense? I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a scientist. In the words of Graham Hancock, I am a reporter. That's what I'm here to do. I'm a reporter. I'm just reporting shit, you know? But that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. But all I know is that I don't have to eat broccoli if I don't want to. And I can use that as an excuse. But broccoli is good.
I
I don't know. I'm sorry again. Like, I'm sorry this took so long, guys. It's been it's been hard making content. Like, when COVID first shut down, like, it was nice. Like, I got to focus on, like, my talent and, like, my skills and stuff like that. But it's hard because everybody's, like, stuck inside and everybody's looking for the best content. Everybody, TikTok, like, everybody sees something and then 2 seconds that they're not interested, they swipe away. And it takes a fucking toll on me because I don't know. I think my art's cool. I'm looking at my art right now. I think my art's cool. But if it doesn't compete with Logan Paul, it's not going to get likes. Like, that's my competition. Logan Paul on TikTok. So, if I have to remind myself that, like, the things I do, they're more for people on a personal level. Like, I sell paintings. I don't sell content. The content just comes as secondary. And, you know, that's like trying to be famous. You know, if that ever happens, it happens. That's like winning the lottery. It's, I can keep trying and trying, maybe one day. And I have to remind myself that, like, that's the lottery, and this is the real deal, is selling paintings to people. I don't know. But it's hard to create content because of, like, that kind of stuff. I don't get likes and stuff on my art unless I ask for it. It's kind of depressing. Like, I don't expect people to like stuff, but I make sure to like a lot of people's stuff because I know how that feels. And, like, I don't know. Listen to me talk again. Listen to me talk about bullshit. Talk about bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I actually have notes written down about stuff that I wanted to talk about for the past couple months. Just been waiting. Writing down ideas that I thought were inspiration enough for me to just dive in. I don't know why I treated it like it was a fucking hard thing. Like, I treated it like it was a monumental thing to just make a podcast. I'm literally just talking into a microphone. Don't know if you're interested, but here I am, ladies and gentlemen. Russia invaded Ukraine. That was out of nowhere. Russia invaded Ukraine since the last time I guys saw you. That's pretty dope, you know? I think I might have been telling people to worry about Kazakhstan, but I was a little wrong. It was definitely Ukraine. Nobody thought they were going to do Ukraine, but they did fucking Ukraine. And now I don't know what's up. I'm living day by day. Nuclear war could start out at any second, and I'm here for it, and I love it. But it's scary, you know? Nuclear war, that's scary. I'm having flashbacks that I might have talked about nuclear war at one point. Who the fuck knows? I probably shouldn't even be talking about politics and nothing. Who am I? I paint for a motherfucking living. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? You probably don't know what I'm even saying. I'm happy you guys are here. I'll say it for the third time. I really am sorry it took so long. I'm working on a vlog right now. And I'm gonna be dropping another podcast when that comes out. Just a flood of content to you thirsty content whores. You dirty, dirty content whores. And that'll be cool. I'm not complaining, by the way, guys. I like making content. I was always making videos and doing stuff as a kid, so to do this as an adult, I mean, it's like I never stopped being a kid. It's pretty dope. I got mad the other day because I spilled ink all over my brand new jeans. It's not relevant right now, but I just figured you guys should know that. And the reason I said it is because I'm looking at ink right now. Ink is cool. Ink. Ink. I don't know, guys. This has been like, I don't know. I've been talking for 43 minutes. I don't know how long this is going to come out on your end. Because I'm going to add, like, ads and stuff. Maybe, like, 50, 55 minutes. But I feel like I addressed some stuff. And I'm sorry that it took so long. I'll be back. Hopefully, if I don't die. Oh, I got COVID. I got fucking COVID. I was talking so much shit about this fucking thing. And that bitch took me out. Like, for the entire, like, past, like, 2 years. All I was saying was, like, well, if you get it, it's just going to be, like, a cold. You're a healthy person. Motherfucker. I was getting 3 hours of sleep, eating Raising Cane's every day, and I got COVID, and that bitch said, hold on, I'm going to show you what the fuck I can do. I could not. It started, like, I was smoking with somebody, and it started, like, I started shaking uncontrollably, and I'm like, I got to go. I'm not good, dude. So I went home, and I climbed into bed, and next thing I know, I wake up, and I'm horrendously ill. I had to call off work for a week. I was not better. It took me like 2 or 3 more weeks after COVID to just recover from it. I couldn't go up and down ladders, ran out of breath. I'm still not completely recovered, honestly. But like that, dude, that bitch took me out. She said, hold on, cocksucker. I heard all that shit you've been talking. I'm gonna fuck you up. And the fucking bitch did. I'd like to see that bitch come back, though. I got a fucking knife this time. You know what I'm saying? But for real, though, I appreciate you guys hanging out. I'm sorry. Hopefully I won't be dead. That was a joke. I just realized that, you know, I'm never going to delete this podcast. So if, like, in 100 years, if, like, these are still things, somebody comes back and hears me and I'm like, hopefully I'm not dead, I don't have an option. So, you know, if you're listening to this in 100 years, first of all, sorry it's so hot, but I like drinking from bottles. And 2, thank you for listening 100 years from now. And 3, I'm dead. I died probably, hopefully, you know, if this is 100 years from now, I died, you know, not too long ago. But who knows? I got a tattoo, guys. I keep saying I'm going to get off here, but then I keep remembering shit. I got a tattoo. Some bitch hurt. Maybe I'll save that topic for the next day, because I'm still a little traumatized by it, and I can't really talk about it.
So, yeah, love, I think I'll wait till next time for us to finish this talk about my tattoo. In the meantime, I hope that you'll be in anticipation for the next one.
I'm done talking like this. But for real, though, thank you guys for listening. I will be back with more invigorating mind food for you guys. And yeah, love you. See you.